This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a three-day visit to Brunei and Singapore today. The PM is visiting Brunei at the invitation of Sultan Haji Hassan Al Bolkiah. This will be the first ever bilateral visit by an Indian PM to Brunei. On the second leg of his tour, the Prime Minister will visit Singapore on the 4th and 5th of September at the invitation of his counterpart, Lawrence Wong. The Centre has notified the constitution of the 23rd Law Commission. The term of the Commission will be for a period of 3 years from 1st September 2024 till 31st August 2027. The Commission will have a full-time chairperson and 4 full-time members, including Member Secretary. The Secretary of the Department of Legal Affairs and the Secretary of the Legislative Department will be ex-officio members of the panel. There can be 5 part-time members in the Commission. Serving Supreme Court and High Court judges will be chairperson and members of the Law Commission. The notification said they perform their functions on a whole-time basis up to the date of retirement from the Supreme Court or High Court or expiry of the term of the Commission, whichever be earlier. An Indian Air Force MiG-29 fighter jet crashed near Barmer in Rajasthan last night. The IAF said the fighter plane encountered a critical technical snag during a routine night training mission, forcing the pilot to eject. It added that the pilot is safe and no loss of life or property has been reported. A court of inquiry has been ordered by the IAF in this matter. The Reserve Bank of India, RBI, has informed that the total value of 2,000 rupee banknotes in circulation has declined to over 7,000 crore rupees at the close of business on 30th August 2024. In a statement issued yesterday, RBI said that out of 3.56 lakh crore rupees worth of currency notes that were in circulation in May last year, nearly 98% have returned to the system. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, has arrested the former principal of the R.G. Kar Medical College and Hospital, Dr. Sandeep Ghosh, yesterday over financial misconduct in the medical establishment. He was being interrogated by the agency in connection with the rape and murder of a women doctor, as well as financial irregularities at the hospital. Sheikh Khalid bin Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi, officially inaugurated the Indian Institute of Technology, Delhi Abu Dhabi campus yesterday. The event marked a historic moment for international engineering education, bringing the prestigious IIT brand to the UAE. The inaugural batch of 52 students were welcomed, embarking on their undergraduate journeys in computer science and engineering and energy engineering. The establishment of the campus fulfills a key aspect of the vision document launched by PM Modi and UAE President Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan in February 2022. This document serves as a roadmap for deepened collaboration between the two nations. Students for the UG programs were rigorously selected through the prestigious JEE Advanced Exam and the newly introduced Combined Admission Entrance Test, designed specifically for international students. This inaugural cohort brings together Indian, Emirati and international talents. Heavy rain has disrupted normal life in Telangana, Andhra Pradesh, Maharashtra and Gujarat. In Telangana, at least 16 people have lost their lives in rain-related incidents amid the current spell of heavy rainfall in the state. Chief Minister A. Revanth Reddy visited the Khammam and Surepet districts and took stock of the situation. In Andhra Pradesh, all efforts are being made to restore normalcy in the flood-affected regions. Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu visited the severely impacted Singh Nagar area in Vijayawada in a motorboat last evening to oversee the relief operations. In Maharashtra, Parbhani, Nanded, Bid, Jalna and Hingoli districts have been the most affected due to heavy rains, leading to overflowing of rivers causing closure of roads and highways. At Paralympics 2024, India's Sumit Antal defended his javelin gold medal, creating a new record to clinch the top podium in Paris. Antal recorded her highest throw of 70.59 meters in his second attempt. In another impressive achievement for India on day 5, Nitya Sri secured a bronze medal in the women's SH6 para badminton category by defeating Indonesia's Reina Marlina with scores of 21-14 and 21-6. With these victories, India's total medal count has risen to 15, including 3 gold, 5 silver and 7 bronze medals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.